also at kymradio.com. Promises made, promises not kept. The latest coming from the Shelby County Clerk's office, and want to go to our phone lines this morning. Commissioner Mick Wright joins us to break down what isn't being met, which is a deadline on the new Riverdale location. Good morning, Commissioner. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Ben and Tim. It's good to be with you again this morning.
So when you look at the deadline, June 3rd, all right, that's when she said it will be open to you guys. I guess I'll just start. June 3rd has come and gone. Is it open, Commissioner?
All indications suggest that it is not open. I'm not sure why she chose a Saturday to open this office. That was a bad move to begin with. But again, something that we've come to expect from this county clerk. It's one deadline missed after another, and just a complete lack of good management and leadership in that office.
Commissioner Todd Stearns here. Does she have pictures on somebody or something? I don't get this. I mean, anybody else in this position would have been given the heave-ho a long time ago.
Yeah, I think you're right. We've had, I think, five different votes on dealing with the clerk, whether it was a vote of lack of confidence or a move to initiate ouster proceedings. Of the sitting 13 commissioners, I believe there are five of us on record voting multiple times to start those ouster proceedings. We've not had a majority yet. We need two more votes. And that's, I say this, I think, probably every time I talk about it, just that if we could just get two more votes, if the public could reach out and help us out to convince a couple more people. But it is a frustrating situation for sure.
I'll tell you, it is frustrating. I'm frustrated. I sent in my for my new tag, and I paid my money. It's been taken out of my bank account, and no tag. So now I have to take a day off from the radio station to go and stand in line for 5 or 6 hours to get what should have already been in my mailbox, Commissioner, and it's frustrating.
Absolutely. And I think this goes to, I think you were talking about this other story that came up this past week about the number of drivers who are being pulled over with expired tags. And I think you can point that directly back into the lap of Clerk Halbert when you're talking about the number of folks who just simply can't get good, speedy service from the clerk's office, just trying to pay their fees. Fees to local government, just trying to stay street legal, and they're coming up short, being turned away, and encountering closed offices and offices that won't open, and so that I think is a direct connection to our crime problem, where you have police officers having to deal with that issue rather than fighting violent crime.
Well, it's really interesting you bring this up because I want to share some numbers. So more than 23,000 drivers were ticketed in 2022 for expired tags. Again, that number, 23,000 people. That's nearly 1,000 more than drivers were pulled over in 2021. To the headline you're referring to, they're saying 80% of those drivers were Black. And Decarcerate Memphis, which you're very familiar with because they cause all sorts of chaos at Shelby County Commission meetings and the City Council meetings, the leader there said, when you have exposure like this, it makes everybody increasingly vulnerable. Black people are going to bear the brunt of this, and they're pointing the finger at police officers. You could make the argument they should be pointing the finger at Wanda Halbert, and if she could get her act together, this wouldn't be happening in these numbers.
Yeah, I think there's probably several things going on there. Certainly there are some bad actors out there who are driving on, fake plates or fake drive-out tags, and they're up to no good, and they're stealing automobiles. We all know that's happening. But, to be able to isolate and focus on those real problems, it comes down to just these distractions that emanate from the county clerk. And again, that's why, if this is an issue for inner-city Memphians, I would think they should be raising hell with the commissioners in those districts and let them know that this is not acceptable. We can take care of it. It's not that difficult to correct these issues, but we've got to have the willingness to do it.
Now, as we have learned from the videos that we've been posting on our Stop Memphis Crime group, The cops will not pull you over if you're doing donuts in the middle of a downtown street. But by golly, that expired tag, that's going to get you pulled over in a heartbeat, which is why. And we offer this advice. You know, if you're in a situation where you haven't gotten your tags and you have paid for them, just make sure you have a copy of your receipt printed out and keep it in your car with you. And hopefully that'll keep you from getting a ticket. Is that right, Commissioner?
That's my understanding as well. But again, I think our officers are stretched thin. We need more police officers on the streets, and we need them not to be bothering with these lower level issues. And so that's why, you know, a government that just works is so important, because then you could have your first responders out there dealing with the higher priority issues.
Commissioner, I've got to give you props for really, honestly, your great investigative reporting. Never thought I'd be saying that, because you're doing better than the journalists here in town, because you are taking local reporters on these, I guess, journeys into 201 Poplar, looking at how many criminal trials or not criminal trials are being conducted. I know you toured it on Thursday. What'd you find?
Yeah, we were there Thursday afternoon to talk about the bail hearing room, and I was there with Senator Brett Taylor, who's doing a great job for us at the state level. But we were there just to talk about some of the issues we're having with the bail process and the bail hearing room. But I thought, while we were there, let's take a look at what's happening at 201, because I think as you've reported on KYAM, there's just so few trials that are being conducted in Shelby County, and certainly in comparison to the large number of charges and the large number of arrests, there ought to be hundreds or, if not thousands of trials moving forward. And unfortunately, it's just been in the 30s in the last year. So we took a tour through 201 to see what kind of trials are going on. Not a soul in the building, no judges on the bench. No judges even anywhere in the courtroom, nobody on trial, nothing happening. And so this is a huge issue. We've got to figure out what is happening.
Commissioner, we understand there is the first of two votes on tap and on deck regarding a wheel tax hike. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I'm not supportive of this plan. I do have an alternative plan that would rely solely on spending cuts. I think we could do that at least for the first year, at least to give the state a chance to stand up and for the state to contribute to the revitalization of Regional 1. We all agree it needs to be done, but I just don't think that this wheel tax proposal is the way forward.
Well, if you're looking for cuts, you might want to consider knocking the judicial commissioners down to part-time pay if they're not going to show up and do their job. Might save a few dollars there.
Great idea.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Commissioner, always appreciate you joining us, and really appreciate the great work you're doing. I know we've talked about your latest resolution that got all the commissioners on board, which is pretty impressive, to add that accountability and oversight to our judicial system here in Shelby County. Appreciate that so much from us, our listeners, to you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Thanks so much.
All right. Commissioner Mick Wright.
Good guy. Yeah, it's going to be a busy day for the commissioners. They've got a lot on deck today. And the last thing we want to see is another tax in this county. What are they doing with the money we're already giving them? That's what I want to know.
And to these judges that aren't showing up to work, you know, if I tried that, Todd, I would expect you to fire me. If I just didn't do my job, if I came in here and I decided one day, Todd, you're only getting one newscast, or you're only getting me to speak on air for 1 hour, you would let me go. And here are people that we voted into office, mind you, for the next 8 years. They're not doing their job.